Imagine a church announcement that says, "Are you depressed, angry, grieving, or stuck? Take our gratitude course and your life will change in 7 days." That may sound exciting, but it is not wise. It overpromises. It pressures hurting people. It may make gratitude sound like a quick fix instead of a spirit-shaped practice. Christian leaders must never oversell gratitude. Gratitude is biblical. Gratitude is powerful. Gratitude can support hope, resilience, spiritual formation, and renewed perspective. But gratitude is not a replacement for pastoral care, counseling, medical care, trauma treatment, addiction recovery, crisis support, or safety intervention. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The renewed mind is real. But transformation is not usually instant. It is spirit-led formation over time. Ministry Sciences offers a similar caution. Research on gratitude practices shows that gratitude can support well-being for many people, but not every practice helps every person in every season. People dealing with trauma, depression, abuse, grief, or crisis may need careful support, not cheerful pressure. The gospel gives us both confidence and humility. Confidence because Christ truly brings hope. Humility, because leaders are not saviors. So what should leaders avoid? Do not say, "This course will heal your depression." Say, "This course may support hope and spiritual growth, but depression may also require counseling, medical care, pastoral care, or crisis support." Do not say, "Gratitude will fix your relationships." Say, "Gratitude can help you notice grace and examine your heart, but trust, forgiveness, repentance, boundaries, and safety must be handled wisely." Do not say, "Everyone should take this course right now." Say, "This may be a helpful next step for some people, and others may need more direct care first." What helps? Truthful language, safety awareness, clear referral wisdom, respect for people's pain. What harms? False urgency, success stories without safeguards, spiritual pressure, treating gratitude like a silver bullet. A faithful leader shares Christian gratitude growth with hope, but without hype. The invitation should sound like Jesus: truthful, gracious, patient, and safe. We are not selling a miracle technique. We are inviting people into a biblical practice of seeing grace, naming pain, receiving mercy, and taking one faithful step before God.